Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Alf, Lidnashras Betzal Tzviven Moshe Yitzchak, Vayhi Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Shenis. And the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyahu again. When? V'odenu Atzur B'chatzar HaMatara. While he was still imprisoned in the court of the guard. So after we took a brief detour to talk about the Yemos HaMashiach, when they were going to come, when Yirmiyahu bought real estate at a time when one ordinarily might not do so. So now we're back in the prison yard again. And Yirmiyahu gets another nevuah lemor saying the following. Ko amar Hashem osa. This is what Hashem says, the maker of it, the creator. So the Das Sofrim suggests that this is Yirmiyahu not fully understanding before and questioning why he was getting these instructions to go and prophesy the destruction of Yerushalayim and at the same time to buy real estate. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains, I'm going to bring all the good just as I'm bringing the evil upon them. So this is Osa. This is the one who made everything. This is the creator. This is the being that can make anything happen whenever he chooses. The Radak and Mitzudas David say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa who makes Yerushalayim above all the other lands. And that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forming as the future, that Yerushalayim is going to be supreme. Hashem, Yotzer Osa Lahachina Hashem Shemo. God, the one who formed it to establish it. His name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, I forgot to silence the cell phone. Ding, ding. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created everything with a plan. Don't question what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing because you're never going to fully understand it. This is kind of above our comprehension. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rabbi Breuer says, is preparing the ground for the happy future of his people. In his name, the nation finds solace. So the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator is uniquely and directly related to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making this cycle of disaster and destruction and then happiness again in the end. And here's the instructions. Gimel kira elai ve'en neka. Call out to me, and I will answer you. So until now, says the man Lois, Yirmiyahu never requested to prophesy, and he was transmitted prophecy sometimes almost against his will. So, daven to me, speak to me. V'agida l'cha gedolos u'b'tzuros lo yedatam. And I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Rashi says, I'll inform you about future events. And the Radak points out that earlier on in Perek Zayin, Hashem said, don't daven on behalf of the people. There's nothing you can do. Their fate is determined. Their destiny is already cast. And now he's saying, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer. So times change. And even the ability of a person to be able to daven for mercy can change. Dalat kicho amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This is what Hashem says. Al botei ho'ir azos v'al botei malchei Yehuda. He is decreeing upon the houses of the city of Yerushalayim, the houses of the kings of Yehuda, Hanesutzim el Hasololos el Hechorev, which are demolished for attacking mounds, siege engines. They smash all the houses when they break through the wall and then build them up so they can climb above them and attack from above even more effectively. Private houses just bulldozed to the ground. Rabbi Yosef Karo says that this was a defense to try to defend the city against the Babylonians. But many of the direct Mefarshim, including Rashi, say that this was done by the enemy. And they were demolished to withstand the ramparts and the sword. So some Mefarshim even apply this to the times of Ashur attacking King Chizkiah 100 years earlier when that tactic was used. During that great siege, when Yerushalayim was spared overnight in a miraculous way, but that's not going to happen this time. Hey, boyim lihi lochem es hakastim ulamal om es pigrei ha'adam. They have come to fight against Bavel, to fight against the Chaldeans, to fill them with the bodies of those men asher hi kesi be'api uvachamosi, whom I smote, I slayed in my anger and my fury. V'asher histarti fonai mehoir hazos al kol ra'asam. And on their account, I hid my face from this city. So from the tops of the demolished houses, the last Jewish resistance is fighting desperately, and there's no burial space. So they bury the bodies in the wreckage, and they leave them there, and they fight above them. But Radak says that this is actually cause and effect. Why are their houses demolished? Because they warred with Bavel and didn't open the gates for them when the Navi told them, you can't win, don't fight back, let them in. Accept their overlordship, you'll survive that way. So instead, the Babylonians, the Kastim, came and smashed all the houses with their axes and captured the city. So on the one hand, it's brave defenders. On the other hand, it's brave defenders who caused the destruction in the first place. The corpses of the people killed within the city, they're all dead because they fought when I told them not to fight through the Navi.